Welcome back, 8:47 with the morning after.
Like it wrong.
On Q105. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius, the birthday boy, and Phillip's out today, so our friend Jen Wakefield is in with us. You're not a Pink fan?
No, I can't do it. I never have. No.
Never?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
See, because I think I would have thought she'd fallen right in your wheelhouse of, you know, strong, rah, doesn't take any kind of crap from anybody. You know, she strikes me as, like, real and genuine.
I think that's kind of like her persona. Like, a Taylor Swift's a super sweet girl, and Pink's like the tough girl.
Oh, no, Taylor Swift's a Satan.
Well, she's a piece of trash.
Well, she has that sweet girl next door kind of attempt.
Okay.
But Pink, no, I just can't do it.
No, I think Pink is like another, one of the reasons I respect Rihanna a ton. Like, because she is what she is. She's authentic and... Okay, Beyonce is far more popular than her, and maybe others have skyrocketed past Rihanna. All she does is put out good songs and act real, and I can respect that, and I think Pink does that as well. I like real. I like real, I like authentic. That's why I loathe Taylor Swift.
I don't like Taylor Swift. I just think she has that, like, people lump her into this, like, sweet girl. Like, when she first became famous, she, like, went to a high school prom with this kid that was, like, bullied, and, like, there was a whole special on it back in the day. I just thought, like, that version of her was cool, but I'm sure over time, like anyone else that's a celebrity, totally changes their, you know, attitude and who they are.
Well, I would say if you were planning on watching it in 2 weeks, the Super Bowl, Pink's doing the anthem, so tune in late.
Good to know.
Okay. Dee, there was someone, we're going to get to what's the word here in a second, but there was, I guess, a comedian on Twitter who offered measly, I would contribute to this, a measly $300 to any journalist who would ask the president in a press conference how relations with Wakanda are. That's the mythical place where Black Panther will take place when that comes out in a couple of weeks in February. I want to see it happen.
Oh, it'll happen.
We'll start with what's the word, and here's how this works. I will throw a sentence of some local or national news out, and Jen and Dee will give a word to describe it. Sorry that I have a typo in there. It's typical Eric. And sorry that we're sick and that it sounds bad. We're making up for it with brilliant content. The president, Jen, you're first. The president having sex with a porn star is blank. The president having sex with a porn star is blank.
Is this one word or can it be two words?
You can go with two.
Not shocking.
Okay. D?
Fake news.
I will go. I'll go. The president having sex with a porn star is Clintonian.
No.
But it's not. It's
no, because, you know, here's the thing. And I don't think that's a fair comparison. Because I think when Clinton did it, like, there was, like, a suaveness about it, you know? Like, he tried. Like, there were candles lit in the room, you know? There was music in the background playing. When I picture President Trump doing something like that, I see him in a pair of tighty-whities scratching his bare stomach with a Big Mac and going, all right, let's get this over with so I can watch Fox and Friends.
Can we just talk about the difference, Monica Lewinsky and a porn star, like,
well, give me the porn star.
There's no comparison.
I had read some of the quotes, and she described it like, she said she could describe his penis, and look, it's 5,000 words of nonsense, and she gets a little bit of play for a little bit. She called it generic sex, which, D, is like what you just alluded to. That's exactly what I pictured.
Yeah.
Let me take off my tighty-whities. Yeah.
Like, somewhere along his crotch line is, like, some Cheeto stains.
I just want to know if there's spray tan lines. Was that in the report? Did he have spray tan lines?
From the neck up.
Oh.
Next one.
Could you imagine be like having sex with a floating Oompa Loompa head?
Oh, God. I thought Kara was going to be mad at me. I think we're cool.
Okay, good.
She posted like some time hop Facebook thing this week, and I'm like, and I said to Kara, I said, I'm so glad you're not an Oompa Loompa anymore. It was in her tanning days. But I apologize. Well, I think she got it.
I would have been mad at you.
Jen. A meteor flying over Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan was blank. What's the word? A meteor flying over Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan was...
It was cool.
D.
Stuff that happens in space.
That's the word I... It was cosmic.
Yeah.
I actually have a question about this. Mm-hmm. So if a meteor was flying and it went somewhere, like, is there, like, remnants of a meteor somewhere?
Yes.
Somewhere.
Has it been located?
I think some people... They said this was... I've read a couple of things. This is, like, this is government stuff here. Like, why aren't we getting a straight story? I've read one. It was about 6 feet in diameter. Ben Cathy had that on 13. I also read that it was the size of a truck. And I guess some people have found some pieces of it. And the bigger it is, you can sell it somewhere. But I have lots of questions for this. But I guess the story is we can't tell people, like, we can't warn people of meteors because they're coming in too fast and they're too small to detect. So you're effed.
Well, no, because the likelihood of something that size surviving entry into the atmosphere.
I get that.
Is like 98%.
It probably started pretty big, I imagine.
And then it burns up. It would have to be like so big that the effects of our atmosphere would have little to no effect on it as it broke apart.
Like this stuff, like meteorites and things from space.
All
the time. But this was a big flash in the sky. Yeah. I think it reminded me of the thing that happened in Russia like 5 years or so ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was a big deal.
That thing was huge, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot.
And when it came in, there was, like, it did damage.
I don't think anyone died. There were injuries and devastation. Mm-hmm. But it reminded me of that. But this was, I was on Twitter when this was happening, and I saw a friend of mine that I follow, what just happened in Detroit? I'm like, oh, okay, I'm bored. Let me look it up. And then I saw the video. But this stuns me. Like, I'm surprised more people haven't been hurt or killed by these things because, as you alluded to, D, they're big, but they get chewed up in the atmosphere. But, like, a 6-foot rock from space could do some damage. But, again, it comes in too fast.
You want to talk about literally an act of God?
Yeah.
Like you were born, okay? You were born, and somewhere in space there was an asteroid with your name on it. Coming towards the Earth. And as it gets closer and closer, you grow up, and then boom, out of the heavens, you are stricken out of existence by an asteroid.
Yeah.
That sounds really exciting.
There is a difference, before we get the science people up our butts, between an asteroid and a meteor.
Yeah.
Reading the end of this article yesterday, it was... The small ones are too fast and too evasive to warn anybody about. And the big ones, we just can't do anything.
So they don't say anything?
Relax. We've been training Bruce Willis for this day for over a decade. We have plans in place.
If we learned anything from Armageddon, it should be, don't tell us if it's coming.
Honestly, that's one of my favorite movies of all time, so I'm just throwing it out there.
It's a great movie.
I could say.
Next thing,
so
for what's the word? The amount of potholes that has opened up in the area is blank, D.
Going to be fixed by our new mayor.
So far, they say they fixed about 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
Jen, the amount of potholes that has opened up in the area is?
The same rate of potholes that have always been in the, I mean, literally, it's like, what is that, the trail?
Mm-hmm.
It's like just praying the whole time I drive to whoever, because I'm like, I have a decently new vehicle and I have really bad luck, but they're everywhere. It's awful.
Dude, the trail is the only place that you could actually drive drunk on and cops would be like, I don't know if he's avoiding potholes or if this dude is drunk.
Lasky's really bad now too. My word is sneaky because they don't seem to be in the same spots, like on the trail, for instance, as in the past.
It's kind of like Frogger.
Yeah.
When you're driving.
Yeah, some of them are like so big they have lights in them. Where you're like, oh my god, am I stopped in a pothole? This is absolutely ridiculous.
D, you'll give me the word for this one first, please. Toledo Nor-Mami made the list of potential Amazon HQ2 locations because blank.
It's Toledo and Maumee.
And somebody's going to steal that off the porch anyway.
Like, for real. Like, God bless you guys for putting your names out there. But
Detroit didn't make it either.
Well, no, Columbus did.
Right, right.
And they're like, but here's the thing. They're like, we're going to offer you guys all this land. Well, that's great. You're still Toledo.
They wanted a million-person metro anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was all for the optics,
I guess. What's an HQ to? Is that
Amazon?
Their second headquarters.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not like the drone delivery like stuff. Because I was gonna say like probably polluted air and crowded places.
Hillbillies with shotguns who are looking to save money on Christmas shit.
Pole.
Oh, D, come on.
Christmas gifts.
Chicago is a blank name for Kim and Kanye's third child. Jen, Chicago is a blank name for Kim and Kanye's third child.
Typical. Typical name. Something ridiculous. For what?
There's North. What's the, who's the second one?
Saint.
King? Saint.
North Saint.
So, and Chicago?
Yeah.
Why?
Chicago is a blank name for Kim and Kanye's third child.
We get it. You're original. You're rich. You're beautiful. Stop it.
D, what's the word?
Dumb. Dumb.
My word is Chicago is a Yeezy name for Kim and Kanye's third child.
Okay, so, all right, Saint.
North.
North. And Chicago.
Right.
Let's discuss who was more active in naming of these children.
Kanye?
Kanye for Saint, for sure.
And Chicago.
Probably.
North. But here's the thing. Northwest. Now, I gotta think that she just hands these babies over to him and he holds them up like Lion King style and then goes the first thing that pops into his head, like Northwest and then Saint West if, and then Chicago West.
If by some chance you don't know, Kanye is from Chicago and has great pride in his city. Would you name any-
So when you put, when this child gets older and has to put his or her name,
what is it?
Is it a boy or a girl?
I think it's a boy.
Okay. Well, he's got to put his name on an application. It's last name first and first name last. Now you're West Chicago.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't think about that. Would there be any place around here that would make for a decent child's name?
Eastside.
Sylvania?
Eastside. No. I'm going to get grimy. Get grimy like the point. Call him Point.
Point.
Well, when I use my talk to text on my iPhone, I say mommy. It always says mommy. And yeah, every mommy. Time I just cuss. I'm like, come on. Or, like every time.
Or Secor.
Lima Nicodemus.
Ooh.
That would work. Last one.
Brian.
Ja Rule restarting his 15-year-old beef with 50 Cent is blank, D.
The best marketing strategy he could come up with at the time.
For?
To bring himself back into the light. What, because he's gay?
No.
Oh.
Super attempt to be relevant again, yeah. When you really never were relevant.
It's murder.
I'm going to go.
You kind of sound like him now. With, I changed my mind on the Black Panther.
My word is promotional. And by the way, Ja called him a P-word yesterday and went on and on. I think 50 paid him to do it. Because what's out, D?
Oh, yeah, Den of Thieves, baby.
That's why this is happening. Well, what could I do to promote this movie? Mm. I know, I could pay Ja Rule $27 or maybe some Target gift cards to call me a P-word on
Tell
Twitter.
Tell him I'll cover his year membership at the
it
gym.
It kind of reminds me of the whole, who are those two fighters? The one I can't stand, Mayweather.
Yeah,
and
McGregor.
Yeah, it was like laughing all the way to the bank because they were like, literally sharing the same plane, and they're like undercover BFFs. We're like, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
and
this is
like,
just totally a money thing.
There's no way any kind of grown man would say some of the things that he or the other one had said about the other one and not want to murder them. Dude, you called me illiterate. You know, you said I couldn't read. You're like, man, this is kind of personal.
It gives radio stations a chance to play Wanksta for a weekend.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to read Box Office Mojo on Sunday. That's the site that tracks all the money. Powered by Ja Rule tweet, Den of Thieves wins the box office. ProMedica Impact and Inspire. What's going down on Thursday at M.O. Steria? We'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto...